I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
You're going to talk about corpses again?
Well, kind of, sort of. This week in one of my classes, I just covered insects in the law, which certainly involves forensic entomology, which are any insect or other arthropod that's associated with remains, and using those associations to establish evidence. But forensic entomologists do other things, too, besides working with dead bodies. They can be brought in to look at cases of child abuse or elder neglect.
Oh, yeah.
Automobile accidents, plane crashes, and as I learned recently, dealing with insect remains on automobiles. There was a case a few years back of interest in California where a vice principal of an elementary school in Bakersfield was accused of killing his wife, three children, and his mother-in-law. His alibi was that he was in Ohio at the time. He had just left for a trip 4 days before they were all murdered. And it turns out that while he was in Ohio, he had a rental car that he had put on 5,000 miles in a very short period of time. And although they couldn't disprove his alibi, the FBI agents involved suspected that he had driven to California to commit the murders and then raced back to Ohio to shore up his alibi. So they took the radiator out of the rental car and the air filter, and they presented it to Dr. Lynn Kimsey, an entomologist at UC Davis in Northern California, and asked her to identify the insects trapped by these two devices to see if they could prove that the vehicle had left Ohio. And it turns out she found several insect remains of species that are only found west of the Rockies. And she was also able to determine that from the kinds of insects that were in these devices, that the car only traveled at night, not during the day. Ultimately, he was convicted of the murders and is now sitting on death row in San Quentin, not specifically because of the forensic entomological evidence that was presented, but because also there were some holes in his alibi, too. But insects certainly had a strong role in shoring up the prosecution's case.
Do you know whether they had to, how many other clients that they had to look back over the histories of their motoring experience with that rental car?
You know, I don't know the specifics on that because I remember what little I have read about the specifics of the case was that the defense brought up the possibility that the car could have been used other places or the mileage wasn't accurately kept. But apparently the jury didn't buy it. I certainly don't have all the evidence in front of me. What caught my eye was just the fact that the FBI agents thought, well, here's a way that we can try and punch holes in his alibi. Let's see if the car's been anywhere but where he said it was. And it sort of went from there. But it took them a while to build up the case.
Presented with that, I would have just put my hands in front of me and said, you got me. Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America and of What's Bugging You. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.